And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Season 4 of the Stuff Podcast Show. This is Ian Walker. This week, we're going to talk about missed opportunities. We're going to talk about movies, new reviews, and also plans for the podcast and what I plan to be doing for this season. In Season 4, which is going to be a little bit more raw, a little bit more stuff. I hope you're intrigued. But another thing we're going to talk about this week is why in the world am I a liar? I'm a liar. And it's bad. Are you intrigued? Do you want to find out why? Well, I hope you stick around. All this and more on the first episode of Season 4 of The Stuff Podcast Show. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escape based podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. You know, the first thing I want to do is give an official apology to you all. I am so sorry. I am a liar. The reason why I say I'm a liar, be like, Ian, you're so harsh on yourself. Why are you saying that? You're not a liar. You're good. Yeah, I'm a liar. I'll tell you why. On Instagram, I was super excited. Had a lot of plans. Was going to say, hey, guys, I'm sure you guys saw the post on Instagram that I posted me doing grilling for the first time, which was awesome. I'll get into that in a second, but I was grilling up some food, and I made a little promo, said, hey guys, anniversary episode, July 7th, you know, I'm going to do that, and here it is, it's going to be there on Sunday, and then you get your episodes on Tuesday, whoop whoop, you know, hyped it all up, and y'all got junk, which makes me a liar. I apologize. Do not hate me, please. I'm not going to give y'all excuses except, you know, things happened and I did not live up to my end of the bargain. So I apologize to all of you guys who were waiting for that episode and I apologize for not coming through, sincerely. But I will say this, though, that this season of the stuff, season 4, is going to be sick. It's going to be legit. It's going to have a little bit more serious things that I want to talk about. We're going to do a little bit more of that in this season here. So, more real subjects. And again, I'm doing this podcast to continue building up the community and getting your thoughts and comments and things of that nature. There's going to be more interviews. There's going to be so many things that I hope you guys will enjoy. And I gave you a taste of that last season. With some of the interviews that I had in the last couple of episodes. I definitely intend on bringing back one of my favorite people, Rocky. I want her to definitely be not just one. I'm hoping to see, you know, depending on our schedules, having a few more episodes together and doing a few episodes as her as my co-host, because DJ Centrum Silver, I'm really hoping that she would be down to do so, because I had so much fun and I get a lot of feedback from that episode, actually, that people really enjoyed it because it was just so raw. It was so real. So going back to my initial deal, I apologize for not coming out with that episode. Like I said, I got excited about it because this is the third year of me doing this podcast. I started this podcast back in, say 2017, July 7th, 2017, with just an iPhone and the voice recorder with the Anchor podcast app. And believe it or not, in some ways I'm still doing that today. And ever since that day, starting podcasting, it has been an awesome experience and an awesome journey. And I wanted to do something that way. I still plan on doing something. I'm still working on it right now. I'm just getting out some kinks. But as soon as it is ready to go, I'm going to let you know about it. It will be done this season. So just stay tuned with me. work with me, please. And, be patient with it, brother. Always be patient with me. My biggest thing right now I'm working on is just consistency, bringing you guys the, excuse me, the constant content that you guys deserve to have, and talking about the things that you guys want to talk about. That's stuff that is not only important to me, but also very important to you. So I want to bring that to you guys a little bit more heavier, a little bit more serious, because there's a lot going on. I'm still staying away from religion and politics. That has not changed, but there are social issues that I think should be talked about and should be addressed, and that I would like to get you guys' opinions on, and see how you feel about them. So I'm very excited for this season. I want to keep in the same vein. Season 3, in my opinion, was the best season ever. I had a full solid 21 episodes, and I believe it was like one bonus episode as well. Had some great interviews. I'm hoping to land some more of those for you guys, and just keep on bringing the content, bringing the fun, bringing the funny. The nice balance of me as a talking head, as well as some interviews, and also bringing in some of my favorite co-hosts to do the podcast with me. Brandon Smith was on the podcast last season. I would like to do an episode with him, just he and I, just shooting the breeze. Want to get back in with David Wilson from House of Darkner and Jive Talk, do another episode with him. I wasn't able to do one last season, but I want to do another one this season as well, or for this season, season 4, with him, and make that happen too. There's so much we got to talk about, Dave, dude, man. It's gonna be good though. It's gonna be good. So, anyways, I want to say a huge thanks to those of you that have followed me, have stayed consistent, who listen to me on a regular basis. And by name, Amy, love you. Thank you for listening and honestly keeping me on my toes. She listens to this podcast every single Tuesday morning. She listens to me right before she comes to work with me, because we work together. And every time she thinks I'm late or something, or she misses it, she's the first one to come up to me and says, "Hey, where was your podcast this morning? I was looking for it. How come it's not up?" And I said, "Hey, girl, it was up. You just missed it, you know." So it's because of her I actually put up the episodes a little bit earlier than I honestly would like to, because she gets up at 4. So honestly, if it wasn't for Amy, y'all probably wouldn't be getting it as early as she would. You'd probably be getting it like at 6:37 in the morning. But I put it up, right before I go to bed. On Tuesday nights, or Monday nights, I tend to stay up a little bit later, crack of midnight. I pop on the podcast, and then she gets up in the morning, and there it is, notifications. And those of you guys that are listening on all the major platforms, I'm still there: Apple, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, all of those. I am there. Wherever you want to follow me, you can definitely follow me there. I encourage you guys to comment, subscribe, and follow me there. Leave comments, but especially on Apple Podcasts. Those of you who are listening on iTunes, I need you guys. I need your help. Please, if you love the podcast and you like what you're hearing, leave a comment, leave a rating, and leave a comment, and spread the word. Please. That is going to help me out so much, and I really, really, really appreciate it. I want to continue building this community. I want to make it bigger. I want to start doing more. So there's a lot of things in store. But anyways, I just wanted to start off there with that apology and kind of give you guys a little bit of information on what I plan on doing with this podcast, and what the plans are. And as time goes on and more episodes are being made, I'm going to be, of course, revealing a little bit more. So I am really looking forward to you guys continuing on this journey with me in season 4, and making this podcast hot, because that is what this podcast is, y'all. It's hot, and I'm excited for what season 4 is going to bring. Anyways, let's get on to our next segment. I've been catching up on some movies, both in the theaters and on Netflix. Kind of embarrassed
I just recently saw Spider-Man Homecoming on Netflix, actually. Dude, I'm a failure for missing that movie, okay? Straight up. That movie was so stinking cool. I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice, though. I will be seeing Spider-Man Far From Home. And I've heard nothing but rave reviews about that movie. In fact, I hear that it is better, if not as good as Homecoming was. So, if that is the case, which I'm sure it is, then I'm definitely going to be going to see that because I need to have that movie back in my life. Tom Holland is hands down thus far the best Spider-Man ever. I still love Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. He's one of my favorites as well. I think he did a great job in the role. But Tom Holland just has this charisma to him that is just super cool and very, I say, magnetic about him. He's just a lot of fun to listen to, even though he talks a lot. He's someone that's super magnetic, super fun to listen to, and his acting chops are really good. I mean, this is a Spider-Man that does his stunts. He's a gymnast. We know this. He does such a good job in the role. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's gonna do in Spider-Man Far From Home. So I wanted to talk about that, my shame in relation to that. But there's two movies that I went to go see during the break. Took a break of the podcast for a couple of weeks, and during that hiatus, I went and saw two movies. One being Aladdin, the latest live action rendition of Aladdin, and I saw MIB International. Now, first getting into Aladdin. Aladdin was super cool. It was super cool. I really, really enjoyed the movie. It's been out for a while now, so there's going to be some spoilers. So some of y'all that ain't seen it yet, you can either fast forward or sit through it and just wait to see it yourself, and be okay with the spoilers. Okay, but they gonna happen. Okay, it's been out for a minute. You should have been seen it by now. Anyway, so Will Smith, first off, Will Smith as Genie, amazing. Did such a great job. He really did a lot for that film. I'm super happy that he wasn't trying to be Robin Williams. And the more I think about it, I think that's what Disney was trying to do. They wanted somebody who was notable. They wanted someone that everyone would recognize. And they wanted a heavy hitter, which would be someone that could carry the movie in case something didn't quite work out. Will Smith was a great choice. Being a comedic actor, and playing such an iconic and honestly legendary role as the genie, that Robin Williams did, it was wonderful that he did the role and was not trying to be Robin Williams. This was Will Smith as the genie. And I liked how he put a lot of his own personal flair into the character of the genie, but was still familiar enough to where it was like, okay, yeah, that's the genie that I know and love, from the old school cartoon movies. Will Smith did an amazing job. I forget the dude whose name plays Aladdin. Mustafa Sufaru. I'm sorry. I'm destroying that. Mina Sufaru. You know what? I need to stop being rude. I need to stop being rude. Let me look this information up. The actors that played, the actor that played Aladdin, I thought walked right out the comic. His name is Mina Masood. There you go. Mina Masood. He did a great job as Aladdin. I really felt that he didn't carry some of the charisma, again, of the cartoon, a character, but for a live action version, I mean, he was pretty much plucked right out. He did a great job. I really think he did a good job. Naomi Scott, who played Jasmine, did an amazing job as well. She was gorgeous as Princess Jasmine. And she did such an amazing job with her own She got an original number, which was really good. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. They added a little bit more to the movie. Again, in a lot of ways, I think this is, not gonna lie, feminism done right. And it was done right with Aladdin. It wasn't in your face. But we all know traditionally, the Sultan has never been a woman. It's always been a guy. But they were doing something new. And, Jasmine wanting to be the Sultan of Agrabah and leading her people in the way that she knew was going to be good, that was her own story. She just wasn't some princess that was sitting there waiting to get saved by anybody. She wasn't a damsel in distress, if you were, as are a lot of the other Disney princesses traditionally are. She was very strong, had her own opinions, and Naomi Scott did that well. And the girl can sing. It was very nice to hear her sing. And note, I said sing, not sang. Because it was like that Broadway type of singing. She did a great job. I was very pleased with her. She had the look down pat. Her voice was very good. Very, very enjoyable. The cast was done well. The guy who played Jafar, he grew on me. Because at first, when I first heard him, I thought he was somebody that was just kind of special. I didn't care for it that much at first when I first heard him. But as the movie went on, I was okay with it. Marwin Kenzari is the gentleman who played Jafar, and I was happy. I was very happy with his performance. They all did very well. So those are most of my pros. There are cons in the movie. One of those cons, I wouldn't call it a con, it's just more of a reality type of thing. When you, the danger that you run into when Disney are creating these live action remakes of these animated films is that it loses some of the character and the magic of what the cartoon brought out. There were some things that I feel didn't capture the essence as much as the cartoon did. Perfect example is the scene where they did A Whole New World. In the animated movie, the whole thing took place at night. They did went on a magic carpet ride. They were riding all through all of the world technically, and ended up in China and was talking. That's when she found, Jasmine started putting the pieces together, whatever. It was brightly colored in the animated movie. It just worked because, that's what you could do in animation. In the live action movie, however, they went for the same thing. They did the number. It was almost frame for frame, song for song, word for word. It was nice, but the thing was, it was too dark, in my opinion. Lighting was an issue. And it just didn't have that romantic magic that it did in the animated film. And I can't say that it's the film's fault. It's just that's one thing you can't capture. And I didn't feel that. Another thing that bothered me, there were some very iconic moments in the movie that were omitted from there. The Cave of Wonders, I think, was one thing that was very short. We were shortchanged with the Cave of Wonders. I think they focused so much on how it looked on the outside. I mean, the place was just two to three room dungeon, real talk. I mean, Cave of Wonders is supposed to be this massive, nearly endless dungeon filled full of treasure, forbidden treasure, and everything where the lamp is supposed to be held. It literally was like two or three rooms. I mean, Aladdin just jumped down on two stones, went through one room, found carpet, and got the map, got the lamp. It's like, for real? It wasn't even a challenge. You know what I mean? I mean, it was cool when everything, when Abu touched the crystal, the little ruby, and everything started going crazy, but it was still, it was like, dang, that's it. I expected more. Carpet was done amazing. He plucked right out of the animated movie. He was awesome. He was great. That was done very well and animated very well, because I honestly was kind of curious as to how they were going to do carpet. They did a great job. Jafar, in the beginning of the animated movie, if you are familiar with it, he tricked Aladdin by having him go to the cave by disguising himself as an old man and getting him to the cave, having him grab the lamp for him. They didn't do that in this movie. I don't think there's a good reason for them not to. You know, they could have dressed old dude up and made him to an old guy and fool Aladdin. I don't know why they didn't do that. I think that was so important. You know, they blatantly just up in his face. Yeah, I'm Jafar. I want this lamp. I need you to get it for me. There was like no trickery involved, nothing. There was nothing for Aladdin to kind of question, like, and the fact that he didn't question it kind of bothered me. I'm just like, for real, dude, you just gonna see this dude who kind of screwed you over, and then now he's asking you to get something for him. You just gonna go along with it for real? Pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable. I didn't care for that too much. Another thing that I felt pretty gypped out on was one of the most iconic and scariest scenes in the movie was when Jafar turned into a giant snake. That part is not in the film. And I gotta tell you, aside from Jafar becoming a genie at the end, that was one of the scenes I was most looking forward to seeing. And they didn't put it in the movie. I call foul on that. Because when he was a sorcerer and he became that giant snake, I haven't gotten that scare since Maleficent turned into that big giant black dragon in Sleeping Beauty. Okay? That was dope when Maleficent did that. I was really hoping for a live-action version of a big, giant, black king's cobra Jafar. And we didn't get that. You know? It's like, come on. For real, guys. However, as I think back, I'm thinking budget. Where did they want to put most of the money? They put it towards the genie tech, the technology, and the graphics, and all of that. Because Will Smith looked cool. There were some times he looked like a smurf. A buff smurf. But you know, as the movie progressed and he went on, I mean, you know, that's where they put most of the money. Let's just be real. The way carpet looked in the movie, they put a lot of money into that. The way Raja and Abu looked in the movie, they put a lot of money into those things to where they decided to cut corners on some of those things. I almost would have rather them gotten rid of Raja, and even though Raja was great, you know, there was really no point in him being there story-wise. I would have much rather them got rid of Raja, kept the Handmaiden, who was awesome also, by the way, kept the Handmaiden, and used that Raja money to give us, you know, Snake Jafar. That would have been cool. That would have been awesome. But, you know, that's smart. But that's just a few of my critiques on Aladdin. Overall, like I said, it met all of my nostalgic needs. I was sitting there singing and dancing, you know, to there when, you know, the Prince Ali Ababa song was awesome. That was like that mini Bollywood, you know, type of number. I was hoping for a little bit more Bollywood, I'm not gonna lie, because I thought this was gonna be like a mix of Alan Menken goes Bollywood, dude. I was about to, that's what the trailers gave me. I was a little bit deceived. You know, because I love me some Bollywood, you know, and I thought that's what I was going to get, but nah, we didn't get that. But Prince Ali number was great. It was a lot of fun. It was super cool. So I found myself dancing and singing and in my seat and just completely enjoying the movie. So ratings wise, I'll give myself definitely give it a B, you know, give it a strong B plus. It doesn't get an A because there were things that they cut out, which I thought were iconic and could have been better. Another thing, it was rushed. A lot of it was rushed. I mean, they went right into the movie, which is fine, but they rushed a lot of things, and I didn't think that was necessary. And it's almost so because maybe they added certain extra things that they wanted to get the things that we were familiar with going and out of the way so that they could get to the new stuff. I'm not sure. But it did seem to feel a little rushed, especially once Jafar got the lamp. It was like he went after, you know, each wish happened like literally every 3 minutes. You know, there was no time spent in these aspects of the movie and the character to show us how jacked up and evil Jafar was, you know, and how he was doing everything. I mean, he was evil. Yeah, we got that. He did bad things, but I remember watching an animated movie. It was like, dude, Jafar is something else, man. And he ain't somebody, and he's not a dude to be trifled with either. You were scared of this dude. Like, you're scared of that guy. And as I'm thinking too, I mean, I'm not a huge Disney movie buff, but if there's somebody out there that's listening that loves Disney movies, maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong. I think he's one of the major male antagonists, aside from Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. I think Jafar is probably one of the only other male bad guys in the movie. I'm trying to really think, because Little Mermaid had Ursula, Sleeping Beauty had Maleficent, Cinderella had the stepsisters and the stepmom. Dumbo doesn't count. Mulan. I'm trying to think about Mulan. I'm not a huge Mulan fan. To me, Mulan was boring. But that's just me. I know some of you guys are... yeah, it's not one of my favorites. Except for Let's Get Down to Business. That was a tight song. Anyway. So, yeah. Not going to dwell on that anymore. But I felt that could have been a little bit more. But anyways, solid B+. I'm definitely going to buy it when it comes out on DVD. Download it, whatever. You know, however I'm going to do that. But a lot of fun. A great movie. And a great film. The next movie I want to talk about is MIB International. That movie was just plain fun. Okay? It really was just plain fun. Super predictable story. You know, it was just good seeing the Men in Black again, I would say. You know, you had Chris Hemsworth in his title role as Agent H. You had Tessa Thompson, Liam Neeson there, and Emma Thompson. I mean, they did such a good job with it. And it was super cool to see the Les twins in the movie. And the Les twins, late twins, Les twins, whatever, they were on, oh my gosh, I'm about to butcher it, World of Dance. And I've been watching them on YouTube also. They're international dancers who are known for their lock-in and their dancing. And them having their feature film debut was really cool to see them on the big screen. If you're into dance, definitely check that out. It was pretty neat. If you haven't looked at Les Twins, L-E-S Twins, check them out on YouTube. Them dudes is bad. They're twin brothers. And they cool. They are really, really cool. But MIB International was fun. Like I said, very predictable story. It was very funny. It was nice to see Chris Hemsworth in a different role. We're so used to seeing him as Thor for the last 10, 12 years. You know, seeing him outside of that role doing something else was really neat. The last time we saw him in a different role, I think he played Kirk's father in Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams film. So, it was cool seeing him doing something else. Tessa Thompson, same thing. She's been Valkyrie in the Marvel Universe. Seeing her do something else as an enthusiast and a UFO enthusiast who, you know, saw the Men in Black when she was younger. She kept all her memories. She remembered and had been hunting for them ever since. You know, really neat. You know, predictably she found them and, you know, became a part of the team. Liam Neeson is just cool to watch because it's Liam Neeson. I mean, come on. You know, he has a particular set of skills. I mean, what are you going to do? So, just a fun movie all around, and was a good reintroduction of the Men in Black. I hope to see more of them. Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth did very good. They definitely got chemistry on screen. They're definitely fun to watch, and I hope to see a lot more. It's just a fun romp to watch. I advise you just go check it out if it's still in your theaters. Go check it out, see it. You'll have a good time. Don't expect a huge, heart-wrenching story. You know, just expect the basic story, and just enjoy the movie. You know, don't go in there expecting too much. And being an hour and 50 minutes or something like that, it's about 2 hours. It's good. So, I got a lot more movies that I'm trying to go see. I haven't gotten a chance to see Brightburn yet. I want to go see it. I haven't gotten a chance to do that. But yeah. So definitely a lot more movie reviews coming soon as well. So hope you guys listen to that first. So for now, we're just gonna go head over to our next segment. Everybody, so this is another segment of Dumb Stuff on the Internet. This is where I go on Google and I look for stupid, dumb stories. And you know how it is with life. I mean, it's super easy to find ridiculous and dumb stories every single day, especially on the Internet. It is bullimicious. Okay, so I am going to get up a story like right here already. We've got a guy who in Florida. Now, this is a story that was posted back in November 7, 2018, and it happened over in Florida. You got a gentleman, a guy who's wearing Crocs, who jumps into a crocodile exhibit in Florida. This guy is a genius. He's 23 years old. He got arrested, broke into the park, and he wanted to take a swim in the crocodile enclosure. Genius. And he actually had on a pair of Crocs. You know, I don't know if he wanted to be a living pun. I don't know what he was thinking. I honestly don't know what would possess someone to just be like, you know what, I feel like taking a dip. And I want to go ahead and go into a pool full of crocodiles. Why? Because that's something I feel like doing. You know, I feel like experiencing nature, and I'm gonna do it with some Crocs on because I like the pun. I really think he did this to, you know, try to make a name for himself. And if you did, well, sir, you succeeded. Okay, because jumping into a crocodile pit with Crocs on is not only idiotic, it is the worst groaner pun on the planet. So there was a structure at the water at the park called Oasis of the Nile. It's a 6-foot structure and it was only 2 feet of water. So, okay. All right. So first off, it was 6 feet high. So dude's jumping off of something and he only lands in 2 feet of water. What happened, I wonder, when he got in? I mean, oh my gosh. It was a statue or some kind of structure that then he climbed another 20-foot structure. Okay. And I guess apparently from the first landing he like busts his head open because it was a trail of blood all the way up the statue also. So this dude decided to just, you know, stay in there. This dude's an idiot, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the type of stuff that we get on the internet. It seems like Florida got a lot of crazies in it. Crazies in them. They do a lot of crazy stuff, it seems like. You know, and with crocodiles, it's like for real. Like why would you even do that? What kind of sense does that even make? Dumb stuff on the internet, y'all. This is ridiculous. Man. Okay. So another story that was just ridiculous. So I guess this took place in Belgium, I want to say. So there were some bank robbers that came into a convenience store. It was a cigarette e-shop cigarette owner. And there were about six armed robbers who showed up. And when they showed up to rob, dude, the store owner was like, "Hey, it's 3 a.m. It's 3 p.m. You know, this is not the best time to hold up a store. Tell you what, if you come back later, you know, I have some more money for you." You know, and these fools sat up and they was like, "Yeah, that's you know, hey, that's a good idea. You know, because it probably is. He's probably gonna get some more customers, and afternoon, you know, people getting off of work. You know, people want to relax. Yeah, he probably is gonna get some more money." He is gonna get some more money. You know what? We're gonna come back and do that. We're gonna come back and do. You know what? Hey man, good looking out. Use a real one. We're gonna come back in about 3, 4 hours. What do you think? You think that's good? I don't know. What do you think? So apparently they came back at about 5:30. And he's like, nah, you guys can't come back in. It's 5:30. It's still a little too early. Y'all gotta buy something. Why don't you come back at 6:30? Because then the store will be closing at that time. These fools actually came back at 6:30 to rob this dude. And in this case, at 6:30, this time there were actually cops in the cigarette store, and they were dressed in plain clothes, so they didn't know that that there were cops in there. And would you believe it? They got arrested right then and there. So, first off, big ups to this e-cigarette owner, store owner right here, just playing them. They got played like DJ Khaled. It was having these fools come out. What kind of idiocy? Why in the world would you rob a store and then confer with the owner, be like, you know what, that is a good time to come back? I'm surprised they didn't become friends after the fact. I would honestly try to find these dudes and be friends with them. It was just some stupids, dumb robbers, dudes that deserve to get caught and go to jail, honestly. I mean, just this dude's just messing with this store owner. Obviously had a history of messing with people on a regular basis, and I wonder if he was deep down kind of scared out of his wits. Maybe he was. Maybe he was, but his quick thinking, man, got got them to got him arrested. So, anyways, and inside of the criminals, there was a minor among the six of them, and one of them actually got away. So, anyways, just wow. If you just look at the internet, this is what you'll find. Two of the stories that I got today for dumb stuff on the internet. Just wow, I can't believe it. I'm surprised. So, anyways, there's gonna be a lot more of this later on in the season, because trust me, I got a lot more to talk about. And wow, they actually came back to rob. They came back twice, y'all. Two times. No. Right now it's not a good time. Not a good time. You gotta come back a little bit later, because if you do, you gotta buy something. And if you come back, the store's gonna be closing up, so I'll have a lot more money by the time we be putting in the safe. When we get a combination, these guys are like, "Oh yeah, sure, just leave it on the table or something." I imagine the conversation. Ridiculousness. There's stupid people out there, y'all. Stupid people. Man, dumb stuff on the internet, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed. All right, so you guys ever come across someone? The person is just so unbelievable to a point where you just like can't be real. You're just it's too. You're looking at them dead in their face, but you're like they're too far-fetched. They're too far-fetched. I actually have that in my life. As you guys know, the job, the type of work that I do, I'm working with new people, new faces, new personalities all the time. We recently got a new hire, who is hands down probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. The sweetest, kindest, just, she really is a sweetheart. And you know how you get people that are like, they're nice, but it's that showy nice. They're not really nice, but they're putting on that show. They're playing the role a little bit. And you could tell behind closed doors, they're not really that cool. They're not really nice, but they just do it because they got to in front of people. Because it's socially acceptable. It's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say hi to people. You're supposed to compliment somebody when they got nice hair or something like that. This is not that girl. This is not that girl. I call her a Care Bear because she is definitely that. This woman is probably one of the most nicest people I've ever met. And when she talks, she's just so bubbly and cheerful and positive. And oh my gosh, everything is rainbows. I poop Skittles. And she is just wonderful. And it's sad because, it's great that she's so positive, but at the same time, it's sad because Let me tell you something. This poor woman works for the DMV. Okay? She's going to be in for a lot of disappointment. I told her this to her face. I said, look. I said, you're going to be working here. I love your personality. You're wonderful. You're great. You're so sweet. But I sense silence on the horizon. Because it's not going to be, you because you don't have a mean bone in your body. But it's going to be due to disappointment. Both with your workmates and your customer base. You know? You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be sad. You're going to be a little disillusioned. What's going to happen is you're going to be falling into silence. And I really think that's what's going to happen. You know, she's going to be the positive talk. You know, she talks about her chakras. You know, me and another workmate, we're talking. We're like, man, she's always so positive. And I guess we had a crazy day at work. And it literally was bananas, pandemonium. There was lines from the moment we opened up all the way to about 10 minutes before we closed. And it was nonstop. There was no signs of it letting up. I don't know what it was, but it seemed like everybody just got up, got on everybody's phone, Facebook, social media, and said, hey, let's everybody go to the DMV today. Because that's exactly what happened. It was bananas. And we were all a little frustrated. It was just too much. But this woman, she just stayed happy and cheerful and positive, you know? And she actually got a little frustrated herself. But it was so funny because she goes up to me, she said, you know what? I never, ever have a mean bone. I never think anything mean. But you know what? Somebody really frustrated me to make me mad today. And what I wanted to do is I really hoped in my mind, and I feel so bad, but I felt in my mind that I wanted them to fail their written test. I said, what? Me and my coworker, we were like, wait, what? You want us to fail the test? Like, that was, which is not, look, when I see a customer that ticks me off, first thought I get, your neck is snapped. You snap your neck, you fall into the floor immediately. Like, that's it. Death. You know, we think about doing something bad to somebody. You shouldn't be thinking that way. It's not cool. It's not nice. But sometimes we get there. We go there. You know what I mean? I think of snapping necks. That's just quick, easy, effective. It's efficient. You know? And the problem is solved. You know, some people think about people getting lit on fire. You know, some people think about, you know, ripping arms off. You know, just go through that mental picture in their head. In her mind, she is so sweet and so nice. She envisions them failing their test. Like, I'm going to stick it to you. Yeah. Pinch it and turn it. That's right. So people are over here like, what is that? Like, how in the world? Like, what does that, what's that even mean? And so I was laughing so hard. I was like, man, I could just imagine her in life just going through some things. You know, if she ever has kids, she'd be like, Mom, the kids at school are bullying me, you know, and makes me feel bad. Ooh, don't let them bully you, honey. Don't let them talk about you. You know what? I hope they get a B on their test instead of an A. You know, that's the kind of stuff that she think about to say because it's not even mean. It's like, that's not even threatening. You know, what could be the threats of an extremely nice person? You know, insults of an extremely nice person. You know, I hope you have a mediocre day today. You deserve to have a mediocre day. You know? And say it with, like, meanness, too. I hope your day is mediocre. You make me angry today. Oh, if you're so nice, like, what kind of insults could a person like that say? I'm curious. And what would you do if you got one of those? You know what? Somebody's like, you know what? I hope you get lit on fire. No. Not this woman. She'd be like, you know what? I hope the humidity is high today. So you feel extremely uncomfortable when you're walking and enjoying the sunny day today. I hope you enjoy the humidity. I hope you sweat a lot. It's like, wait, what? You just look around like, what? Like, why? How is that even mean? Like, that's not even mean. What would you do if you had something like that? How would you feel? I'd be puzzled. I'd be so confused. I'd be like, is this woman playing with me? Is she mocking me? I'd probably get a little upset. Because now it's like, I'm not even worthy of a real insult from you. It's a half-baked nicety insult. It's like, you know what? And almost forcing her to be disrespectful to me. Because you want to see how far she could go. It's like you're challenging her. You know, I don't think she could do it. I don't think she'd be able to do it. Real talk. So it's so funny. But You guys ever meet those people that are just sweet? And bless her heart, she is truly a wonderful person. Every time I see her talk, even when she's annoyed with something, we'll have these meetings, and every time she opens her mouth and talks, I mean, she's just like, "Oh my God, we're God's children, and everything's wonderful, and my mood, I'm so bubbly and cheerful. And we're God's children, and oh my goodness." And you sit there, and your first, you're just like, "Oh my God." And honestly, if we're thinking that way, like somebody being so positive gets on our nerves, there's probably a little bit something wrong with us, right? To be honest, to be truthful, because unfortunately, that's reality. And seeing somebody like that is just unheard of. It's not real. But after a while, that stuff gonna get on your nerves. It be getting on mine. I know it gets on a few others. But you can't. But you let it go because it's like, oh my God, she's really serious. Like she's so sweet that it's annoying. Every time she opens her mouth, I envision in my head a rainbow just comes over the top of her head, and it rains Skittles out of the rainbow. And when she walks around, she smells like unicorn farts. It's like, she's just, it's just beautiful. Unicorn farts, by the way, smell like cotton candy. So, that's what I envision, sweetie. She's just so sweet. Have you guys met people like that? Do you guys know anyone that is just so out of the ordinary? So uncanny that it's like, nah, this can't be real. She does. They don't really think this way. This can't be a reality. No, there's no way. There's no way. I met one. She's a sweetheart, and bless her heart. If you guys ever come to the DMV where I'm at, you'll know her exactly. As soon as she opens her mouth, I ain't even got to point her out to you. She'll open her mouth, and you'll be like, oh, that must be the cheery one. Because it just spews out, I mean, her breath probably doesn't even stink. It probably smells like baby breath. You know what I mean? She's like, just so, just so positive. And it's weird because her wardrobe is full of grays and blacks, right? You expect someone to dress in a lot of grays and blacks. She doesn't even wear colorful stuff, like grays and blacks. You would think they would have like a more of a dark demeanor. No, she's all cheerful and bubbly and just full of love from her lips. Just gumdrops. Just bubble gum drops. That's why I call her Care Bear. She's a Care Bear. So, anyways, let me know if you guys ever run into people like that in life. It's that just kind of intrigue you in that way. And also get on your dang gum last one. Your last nerve. Because I'm sure they're out there. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Episode this week. Thank you so much for listening, for paying attention and taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast. I love you all very much for that. I always appreciate the support, the love, the feedback, all of it. And I constantly encourage it, and I definitely want more of it. As long as you're respectful, that's the only thing I'm asking for. Just show some respect. But I need feedback because I want to know what you guys want to listen to. If there's anything that you guys want me to talk about, if there's subjects that are near and dear to you that you want me to discuss, please do not hesitate to send me an email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Instagram. I'm very good at Instagram, believe it or not. I respond to everyone who sends me a message. I respond to all the comments there. I do real good. Be proud. If I wasn't doing podcasts, I'd probably be like a social media manager or something. I feel like I'm that legit. Anyway, real talk. You can contact me there. I will be very quick to get back to you. I will take all of your questions, your comments, any considerations that you have. If you want to shout out friends or do anything like that as well, I'll put you in my segment, which is Think Breath. And talk about your comments there as well. I would really, really love to get more voices on the show, get more opinions on the show, and stuff on just how you feel. very, again, like I said before, super excited about season 4 because I've got a lot coming down the pipeline. 22 seasons, what I did last season. I'm hoping you meet that same exact goal, but I can't do it without you guys. And so, if there's anything, once again, if there's anything you want me to talk about, please do so. Spread the word. Tell your friends and family. If they've never heard of a podcast, this stuff is a great beginning podcast to listen to. It's family friendly. Everyone can benefit from it or just have fun listening to it. You know, whatever the case may be. Would love to get more in the community. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening. And I am looking forward to having an amazing season 4. And doing more with you guys. So, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond. Yes, that was corny. I don't know why I said that, but it just felt right. It felt good in my spirit. Okay? And I let it sizzle there. Just a little sizzle in my spirit. Anyway, so, thank you again so much, guys. And I'll talk to you later. And I will see you next week on the Stuff Podcast Show.